Coast to Coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. After an extensive vetting process, Standardbred Canada has selected a new president and CEO. His name is Dan Gull, and he brings over 15 years of experience in the gaming industry to his new role. Having worked alongside the racing industry, he brings a wealth of knowledge in marketing and promotion of our game. He's on the other end of my line. Mr. Gull, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Norm, for the opportunity.
Let's go to the personal side before we talk business here. Tell us a bit about Dan Gull, the person.
The person? Well, I'm a married person living in London area, Bayfield, actually.
Beautiful area.
Yes, it is. It's a gorgeous area, and we just set up shop there a couple of years ago. Very happy. I've got two kids, and love to read, love to write, and love to spend time with my family.
Very good. Let's go to the professional side. What's your background there? I know you bring 15 years of experience in the gaming industry with you, but tell us some more about that.
Initially, I spent a lot of time in the broadcasting industry, Norm, in managing radio stations and also on air, and then I switched over to the casino business 15, 16 years ago, which has shown me a great opportunity by visiting a whole bunch of racetracks and casinos throughout the province of Ontario. I've been up and down the highway for the last 16 years, general managing and leading our work teams together as a company and as a team.
Now, what's your involvement or your knowledge? What has that been with harness racing?
You know, I will tell you this, Norm. We have, since opening Clinton, that was my first introduction 15 years ago to the horse racing industry. And have always been fascinated, have always been thankful for the industry, because as I've said before, if it wasn't for harness racing, Dan Gull wouldn't have a job with the OLG. So I'm very grateful and indebted to the industry. But you know what I was struck me very early on is the passion, the commitment, the enthusiasm of a sport that I just think is just tremendous, and the people around it and involved in it. I have never seen a more passionate and committed group of people than I have in the horse racing industry.
I guess the question has to be asked. You left the OLG, the gaming industry at large, which I don't have to tell you has been doing pretty well, to take on the challenge of heading up Standardbred Canada, and I don't have to tell you that we're struggling. It's been a struggle in our game. What drew you to the position?
That's exactly it. The struggle. I think that the challenge here is enormous, and I think this is a very rare and unique opportunity. Norm, listen, I'll tell you that I know that there's a large learning curve here, but on the other side of it is there is the passion of the organization brings, and I know there's a wealth of knowledge out there to be tapped into. And that's the skill set that I believe that I'll be bringing to Standardbred Canada, is my ability to lead teams, to develop relationships, and to strategic plan going forward on what our members, our customers are looking for and the direction that they want to give us of which they think Standardbred Canada needs to be doing going forward.
Well, that's very customer focused, and that's good to hear, because we need to know where our fans are at, not geographically, but where they're at psychologically and what they want to see.
I agree, and the only way that we are able to do that is reaching out to our members and to our fans, and finding out what that is. And I certainly would never make a determination of that yet. It's going to take a while to reach out to everybody and get a real good picture of the landscape going forward.
What's your vision for harness racing in Canada, and how do you see Standardbred Canada playing a role in its future?
I think that right now that I know that it has been struggling. I understand that. But I think though, with if we could focus on the energy and the positivity of the good things that are happening, that's a step forward for the future. To be honest with you, I think it can only be improved and get better going forward.
Well, before we wrap it up, I want to give you the floor here because I know there's probably a lot of stuff you'd like to say to the harness racing industry while you have its attention. So, Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Norm. Just on a closing note, it would certainly be eyes wide open and ears wide open going forward for the next several months. I want to get out and talk to the people that want to, that have a voice, that want to let me know their thoughts. I want to be available for not only my direct team, but my customers and our members going forward. This is going to be a great opportunity to put things on the table, sort things out as a team, and work together as a industry to move the needle forward. And I am looking so forward to getting into that role and doing what we can to improve our business and improve the sport in the future for the immediate and the far future going forward.
Dan Gall, the new president and CEO of Standard Bred Canada. Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Thanks for the opportunity.